Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews. How are you all? I am very well. This is going to be a special. It's going to be an audiobook special because I'm getting so many of you email me about audiobooks. I thought, right, let's just do one episode. All we talk about is audiobooks. Now, if audiobooks aren't your thing, you still have to listen to this. Sorry, it's the law. Because you may discover something about audiobooks that hadn't occurred to you before. Maybe a book you want to hear and you're willing to give it a go. So just have a listen, see what you think. But as I say, so many of you are contacting me about it and I'm seeing so much on social media as well. I thought it's a good one to talk about. So this is the audio special and my recent experience ties in quite nicely with this. So I was waiting at the doctor's for my flu jab. In Britain, they think some of us are going to get awful flu and therefore we have to have these injections to stop us getting it. I'm not convinced it works, but hey, I'll go with it. So I'm sitting there waiting, quite happy not to be called up because who really wants a needle in their arm? Not me, but never mind. And I'd got my AirPods in and I was listening to an audiobook. And this chap, I don't think had seen what an iPhone was. Probably his idea of an apple is something still that you would eat. And he was perplexed, I think is the word, by these AirPods in my ears. And he was talking about ear problems and how he'd got a growth in his ear and it was very difficult and asking me questions. And, you know, I did obviously stop listening to my audiobook at this point, but I honestly didn't know what he was talking about. And it was only when my name had been called and I was getting up to go in that I realised he thought the things in my ears were a growth, because it was only at that point I noticed in his ear he had a similar growth, but not one that was there from technology. So that was very nice. I thoroughly enjoyed that, but never mind. Anyway, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about some of the issues with audiobooks, how I listen to them, what I think about them, how to choose them, and some audiobooks that I haven't mentioned before. So hopefully that will be of interest. So the first thing is whether you read or you listen to an audiobook. There's been some very angry people on Twitter and Instagram about this. Personally, I'm not sure that I would get so hot and bothered, but some people say, no, when I hear an audiobook, when I access a book via an audiobook, I am still reading it. And other people say, no, you have listened to it. If someone were to say to me, what books have you read? And if there was a book I wanted to include in that that's an audiobook, I would still include that book in that description. I might say if I've got enough time, I've read in book form, I read XYZ, audiobook I listened to ABC. So I might say that. Would I say I have actually read them? Well, first of all, is there any other word? When you listen, you can do other things. You can listen to music. You can listen to people talking. When you read, there's only one thing. You look at words and you read them, whether it be a book, a newspaper, a magazine, whatever. So if we had another word that we could use, I audio read I audio read that book. There we go. I've just invented that. I'll expect my check in the post. But you know what I mean. If there was just something we could have that was a better way of describing the fact that we have listened to an audio book, that would be great. That would solve the problem. But we don't. So we're left with whether to read or listen. And as I say, if I had time to expand and I wasn't completely boring a person to death, then I would say, yeah, I've listened to that on audiobook and I've read that in paperback or hardback. Just as you would expand. You might say, well, I've read that on the Kindle. I've read that. I got that from the library. I got that from a bookshop. Do you know what I mean? So if you're having a more detailed chat about a book, you might go into that level. But if someone literally just has a few seconds, oh, just what book have you read? Oh, I've read da da da. That's all you got time for. I don't think it's a crime, although some people seem to think it is. So that's my view. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you've got a special word. I should have a competition. Anyone with a special word should send you my good wishes and a box of chocolates. So let me know anyway if you've got any special words for describing the listening two of audiobooks. So there we go. It's clearly a growing industry. At this point in time, the figures are going through the roof in terms of the number of people buying books in an audio format. And understandably, because crikey, when I used to get them a long time ago, even before CDs, when you get an audiobook on tape, you'd have like 20 tapes. And I remember going on holiday with my best friend at the time. No, best friend at the time. She's still my best friend, but going on holiday. And we both, half the suitcase would be filled with all these audio tapes. You just think, why? And then you get to the end of one side of the tape and you've got to get the tape out, turn it round, put it back in, hope the tape hasn't got caught up, and then keep it pristine. So when you take it back, you can return it to the library. So it has changed a lot, whereas now you can just download them all on your phone. You can control things much more in terms of timing and volume, and it's just an easier way of accessing it, just as it is with ebooks as well. I would say in many cases audiobooks are cheaper than but certainly buying the printed book, and at times buying the ebook. That's because I usually wait until there's a deal. So I primarily use Audible. I have used other ones. There's an audiobooks app I've used. You can get it on Apple on iBooks as well. But primarily I use Audible, and I get an email from them every day with the book of the day. And usually the price of that book is £1.99. It can be, that's in pounds and pence. So if you're somewhere with a different currency, obviously it would be a different price. But the minimum I tend to pay for an audiobook is 99 pence, and the maximum tends to be £2.99. So you can get some really good deals. And then occasionally they'll email me and say, Philippa, we're doing two for the price of one, or we're doing all of these books for £1.99 or 99 pence. And crikey, I am on that, because you get some brilliant ones. And I love to build up a library of books to listen to, depending upon what mood I'm in. So that's how I go about it. And yes, I know that a lot of books, Kindle books, for example, you can get for 99 pence, for under a pound, sometimes under a dollar as well in the US. And if you're getting them through the library, obviously, unless you've ordered it, they're usually free. But still, it does bring the price down. And it might be that the book is in hardback and it's £20 and you can get it much cheaper. So always have your eye out for a bargain. And even if you don't want to listen to that book now, get it if it's something that appeals to you, because then you've got it at that cheap price, which often doesn't come around again for a while. So that's my tip on the finances of audiobooks. How do you choose which audiobook is best for you? Certainly you can usually sample them before you buy. I think that's crucial, because it depends, for me, a lot depends on the narrator. There are some now that sound as if they have been narrated by Siri, by a computer. And I just don't like that at all, because it's so dull and uninspired. There's no emotion, there's no drama in it. Sorry if that's just sent all your voice dictation systems going. I won't say that word again. But for me, the narrator is crucial, and it can actually make a good book a brilliant book, and it can make a fantastic book absolutely awful. So narrator is crucial for me. So I would always sample it, listen to it. I'll look at the reviews. I'll not just look at the average, but I'll look at what the best reviews say and the worst reviews say. You know, sometimes with any type of book, the worst reviews can be, listen to this on a bad day, things weren't good for me, and therefore the book was awful. Well, that's, you can't blame that on the book. It was raining, one star, you know, come on, people, let's be fair to the book. It's like when people order printed books as well and complain about how maybe it was delayed in the post or the parcel was damaged, and they give the book a low rating because of that. So you've got the poor author looking at this rating thinking, I've given my life to writing this book and you're giving it a low mark because it didn't arrive in the condition you want. You know, that's more about rating Amazon as a delivery firm than the author. But anyway, I digress. So how to choose a book: try before you buy, look at the narrator, look at reviews, good and bad. I would look at the time length, because if you're just getting into audiobooks, and if that book is 30 hours long, let me tell you, you might struggle with that. I struggle with that. I like books no more than 10 to 12 hours. Also, have a look at if it's abridged. So it might be a book that you really want to read or listen to, and you get it and it turns out it was an abridged version. And for some people, that's a disappointment. For some people, that's a positive. I don't know. But just know in your mind whether you want an abridged version or not. Abridged means it's just been condensed. It's not someone talking very quickly. It's someone that's someone's gone through it and cut out quite a bit of the words. Often you'll find abridged ones are more dramatized and therefore 3-4 hours in length, as opposed to 10, 12 hours. You can get books that are 40 plus hours long. So do pay attention to the time. Well, I would say anyway. Also, it's possible. Now, I've never done this, but I believe at least with Audible, it's possible to return them. So if you try a book and you don't like it, you can return it. I think as long as you're not returning every single book and listening to it for, you know, 99% of the time, I'm sure they run some sort of analysis on that. But again, it's possible. And that's great. I think that's a great thing and encourages people. I'm not trying to sell Audible at all, but I just know it probably better than the other apps. And with Audible, you can set up a monthly subscription, which is about £7 a month. But that becomes quite expensive. So if every book is £7, you know, you get one book a month for that, that's quite a lot. Now, if you really are committed to audiobooks and you have a big budget, then for about, I think it's about £104 a year, you get 24 books. So that is working out much cheaper if you don't want to keep waiting for these special deals to come through, as I mentioned. But that's a big cost for anyone to pay. So again, I wouldn't suggest that you do that at the beginning. It's only if you're really, really committed and you're wanting books that aren't appearing on the special offers. So that's something to consider. Christmas is normally a great time. Over the Christmas period, there are usually some super offers that you have on Audible. So that it's coming up to the time that would be a useful opportunity to get started. You should be able to listen to it on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, all sorts of ways. So you should be able to access that quite easily. Now, when do you listen to audiobooks? For me, as I've mentioned before, and I know I'll mention again, I can't just sit there and listen to an audiobook as I could read a book. Because for me, if I'm just listening, sitting there doing nothing, my attention goes a bit, I'm not focusing, and I might fall asleep, which is obviously not an advantage if you're really trying to listen to the story. So I listen to audiobooks when I'm walking, when I'm driving, when I'm running. It obviously making sure it's still safe to drive, but it just is something that just enables me to take in the story but be able to do the other thing that I'm doing. So that's what I do. If I'm sitting, then I would have to read a book, very much so. And again, I know I'm repeating myself, but I like to listen to audiobooks on a fast speed. This was life-changing for me. Well, life-changing is probably slightly over the top comment, but it was life-changing for me in terms of my use of audiobooks. That many audiobooks I was disappointed with in the past and couldn't commit to, because it just seemed to drone on a bit, if I'm being honest. Whereas now, typically, I'll put it on a speed of 1.5 and it just speeds it up. It's not too much. You can still hear clearly what everyone's saying. If you've turned the speed up and you can't hear what people are saying clearly, there is no point. You still got to take in the story and enjoy it. So, but yeah, I find 1.5 works really well for me, and I'm enjoying the book so much more on that basis. Someone said it's interesting how even though it speeds it up, the characters or the narrator's voice isn't any higher. I think, yes, that is quite interesting. I don't know how they managed to do that, but presumably it's because it's not sped up so much that it distorts everything. It really just cuts out some of the waiting time, and it makes you realise how slowly some of the narrators talk. What you need to be careful about is if you have a book that have lots of different narrators and they're all narrating at different speeds, you can find yourself, you know, changing the speed quite a bit as you go along. But it's just something to bear in mind. And my other recommendation is that when you're starting with an audiobook, it's really good to have quite a time commitment for that book. So, for example, if I'm starting a book that I haven't read any in a series before, and I'm not sure if it's really for me and how I'm going to feel about it, if I've got a couple of hours car journey, that's great because I'm stuck with that book. I don't want to have to pull the car in and change. So I'm just going to drive and listen to this book. And by the end of that time, I'm really into it. Whereas if I think, well, I'm just walking to the shops for 15 minutes and then I'll read it, listen to it another day, I don't buy into it as much. I don't connect to it as much, if that makes sense. So that's another tip that I have. I have been reviewing audiobooks as I've been going along, so I don't want to go over those that I've mentioned before, but what I did think is, looking back further than when I started doing the podcast, what are the books that I enjoyed in the past? And there's a few different ones. I mean, I can't talk to you about audiobooks without talking about the Harry Potter series. They're narrated by Stephen Fry. If you haven't listened to them, who are you? Go and listen to them immediately. They are beautiful. I was going to say tranquil, but they're not, because there's such adventures in them, but they're feel-good, lovely, wonderful books to listen to. If you've got little ones in the house, another one I'd suggest is Octonauts, The Great Algae Escape. If you watch Octonauts, it's a British TV programme, a cartoon, and these audiobooks are a dramatisation of that, so you've got the different characters and their voices in that. That's a good one if you've got kids. If you've got people who aren't children, and because you don't want to be listening to some books that are more adult in the car with the kids in the back, because they always listen when you don't want to. But certainly older ones, The Life and Loves of a He-Devil by Graham Norton, autobiography. He reads it. It just had me laughing. It was funny, appalling, incredible in places, just really good. I love listening to The Ghost by Robert Harris. That's a sort of a thriller type book. Really enjoyed that one. I laugh at Jack D, who does some of his, like, Live at the Apollo. There's a particular sketch he does about waiting at chemists that makes me laugh a lot. I do like that one. Anything in the Alien series is good because it's got the drama there as well. And I find it safer to listen to an audiobook in that context because I'm driving along. I don't think any aliens are going to explode out of anyone's stomachs. I'm safe. Anthony Horowitz is another super author on audiobooks, particularly if it's narrated by himself. That's great. And then finally, I don't know if you watch a programme called Gogglebox. In England, we have this often on a Friday night, and it sounds weird, but it's a programme about people watching TV, which you can't imagine is good, but I think it's wonderful. And there's a couple in there who have done an audiobook. And so this one is called Diary of Two Nobodies by Giles Wood and Mary Killen. If you watch Gogglebox, you will know who Giles and Mary are. And just as they appear on Gogglebox, they appear in this book. It gives you the background to them, their upbringing, their life together. And it's just beautiful to listen to. Very funny. I would certainly hope that they do another one, and I would get that. So hopefully that's given you an idea. There's quite a wide range of different books there. But I think that's everything really on audiobooks. Oh no, I do have a listener's question. And thank you. Emerald has given this question. That's a very nice name. Is that your real name, though? Or is that just a pseudonym? Anyway, Emerald's asked for the best audiobook that I haven't mentioned before. Well, hopefully I've given you some here. If I had to pick one that I've talked about, I would say Robert Harris, The Ghost. It's about a ghostwriter, really good thriller. Keep listening to it. Great ending. Really enjoyed that one. So there we go. That is my audiobook finished. If you're not a fan of audiobooks, I will not be doing an audiobook special again for some time. So keep reading, keep writing to me and telling me what you're reading, what you're enjoying. If you have had problems with audiobooks, if you've loved them, hated them, anything, just get in touch. It's great to hear from you, and I'll be in touch again soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one. Ever. See you again soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.